This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is bypassing the nation's elected lawmakers as he claims the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Democrats are obstructing all of it. Therefore, I'm taking executive action. We've had it.
Questioning Democrats' love of country, President Trump positioned himself as a savior for American workers at a news conference at his New Jersey golf club Saturday afternoon. He signed an executive order extending the supplemental federal unemployment benefit for those who've lost their jobs.
An extra $400 per week in expanded benefits.
Asked later about the amount being one-third less than the $600 people have been receiving.
It's not a hardship. This is the money that they need.
Another order would defer the employee portion of the payroll tax from August 1st through the end of the year. Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, described that as a fake tax cut. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protests continued in the streets of Beirut Saturday night after a day of demonstrations over Tuesday's devastating explosion that killed nearly 160 people and injured almost 6,000. Police fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters, and some demonstrators stormed the Foreign Ministry building during Saturday's protests. The disaster has increased public anger in a country already reeling from an economic crisis and the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for Saturday's explosion, claiming they killed dozens of government soldiers. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beijing's top representative office in Hong Kong said Saturday that sanctions imposed by the United States on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of the officials, prohibit them from carrying out business in the country, and generally bar Americans from doing business with them. The move accelerates rapidly deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties, more than a month after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Britain's military says it has been asked by the government to help prevent people from reaching the United Kingdom from France in small boats after a surge in the number of vessels making the dangerous journey. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The Ministry of Defense said it had received a request from the Home Office to support UK Border Force operations in the Dover Straits. Britain's Conservative government has talked tough after dozens of crossings by migrants during recent weeks of warm summer weather. On Thursday, 235 people landed or were brought ashore from boats in the English Channel, a record number for a single day. Britain's Coast Guard said it was responding to a number of incidents in the Channel. Zaria Shackley, London.
Tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts have gathered in Sturgis, South Dakota this weekend. As AP's Julie Walker reports, there seems to be little concern about the coronavirus outbreak among those gathered.
Biker Kevin Lunsman rode 600 miles from Minnesota and says he's not wearing a mask and was surprised at how many showed up this year.
Bikes are still lined up in town, people still walking all over. Occasionally, you know, you see somebody there, a lady sitting over there with a mask on, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's still partying hardy.
But the coronavirus has changed some things, says Bob Graham, who's marking his 36th straight year.
There's less people. There's not as many masks as I thought there would be. When we walk up and down the streets, we wear our masks religiously.
Sturgis organizers say 250,000 could show up. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.